I'm Lucy Hale, and I play Aria Montgomery.
And I'm Troyan Belisario, and I play Spencer Hastings.
And I'm Shay Mitchell, and I play Emily Fields.
Welcome to the official Pretty Little Liars podcast.
Okay, so we just saw episode 102, the Jenna thing. Mm-hmm. And so now you guys finally know what the Jenna thing is and what happened to her. That was the night that like changed everything forever. Yeah. That was pretty much the beginning.
It was, because I think up until that point we were just kind of girls
having
best friends having fun, and you really like see that in the episode. You see the dynamic between us before it and then after before it happens, you know, when we're out in the street and she's telling us that everything has changed and everything has to be.
And, like, I think what freaks us out is because we see how scared Allie is and, like, we never see her break ever. And so to
how
see her like that.
How scary is that when you see somebody that you feel like is so strong all the time and then they're freaked out?
It's like seeing
out.
Your dad cry.
It's the worst thing in the world. You're like, anybody can be upset but not you. Like, if you are losing it, I don't know what is going
to
happen.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I'm going to say, when we did see her talking to Toby, that was a little crazy. From behind the bushes.
Yeah, and Spencer also got close enough to hear some things, which we then...
Yeah, you know stuff that we don't. Yeah. Shay, tell us about your little deal with Maya.
Tell us about your sleepover, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a fun night.
Did you guys roast marshmallows?
We roasted marshmallows. Talked on the phone, painted our nails, you know, all the girly stuff. Yeah. No, it was cool to have, you know, a new friend sleep over.
Friend.
Did you get much sleep?
I think she's really cool. I got some sleep. What
are
you talking about?
I don't know. I think you were laying pretty wide awake in that last shot. <shop. laughs>
Whoa, wait, hold up.
What?
Yeah, this where's my boyfriend? Because I got to keep him far away from you.
Exactly, right?
Excuse me.
This is the episode where you kiss him.
Okay, I didn't kiss him. He kissed me.
Right.
And that is a very, very important thing. And it just sucks that then when I push him away, Melissa doesn't see it.
Nope.
So upsetting.
Donna.
But it's also so upsetting that, like, the one person, you know, because that's the point which, you know, I'm really starting to discover how much I like designing. I talked to you in that episode about, like, I love, you know, redesigning the barn, and that might be something that I want to do with my life instead of just, like, get good grades.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, like, shows an interest in it. And then he makes out with my face.
Yeah.
And then you sort of liked it.
I kind of liked it too. What about Jenna creeping us out at that table?
Tamman.
Thanks for bringing her over, by the way.
Yeah, great idea,
Bad
Aria.
Move, Aria.
Yeah.
Aria crazy? Is nice.
Yeah,
you know
to
what?
A fault.
I mean, blame the writers, not me.
That's actually something I think I might have would have done too.
Yeah.
But
that girl's how could we resist? We feel like really guilty about what happened, but when she came over, she revealed a lot of stuff that was like super scary.
Yeah. I mean, the way she plays it though, it's so like nonchalant the way she plays it. And
yeah.
It's like, we blinded you. Why are you being so nice?
Yeah. What's going on with you and sneaking in and out of classrooms whenever we're not supposed to be in class?
Yeah.
You're like, police, don't stand so close to me moment.
Right. Aria, everyone says that, and I must be the only person on the planet who hasn't seen.
Don't stand so close to me.
Anyway, yeah.
It's perfect.
Well, it's like the whole episode, Aria and Ezra are like, no, this can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, you're the teacher, I'm the student. And then it would finally just like build up and
you can't
of course I'm in the
true.
Rain. Of course.
Oh, looking like gorgeous.
It was cold. It was freezing.
And on our July 4th, how we kept on having our jackets on.
Oh, that was
on.
Hilarious.
Funny side story.
It was supposed to be, July 4th. And remember, when they would tell us to run from the burning garage, we would run straight to the heaters off camera.
No. But you know what was funny was when they had the stunts people. They had to blow up glass
in
the garage at the explosion, and we were all freaked out. And like the crew's like wearing goggles, and we're like, "Why are we so close to
him?
Where are our goggles?"
There's only a 99. There's a 1% chance out of 99 that glass could come and hit your eye.
And I said no.
And they said, no, we're moving back.
Lizzie, you're so funny because you heard, like, there's 99% chance that glass will hit you in the eye.
Will, not the other way around.
And so she like turns and she's like, no. We can't stand here.
And of course it explodes and like one little thing just like
a mile away from us.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. It was hilarious.
That was funny. And Wilden really taking Hannah away from us, like... creepy.
That was really scary.
Yeah.
Especially because we had, like, no control of, like, when we, you know, like, in this episode, when we were interrogated together, we at least have a sense of, like, we're a team and we can, like, stand up for each other. And when one of us looks like we're about to crack, it's going to be okay. But when she goes off by herself, it's scary.
I think we definitely know, like, something's up or he suspects us.
I remember we were really freaked out in class waiting for her.
I mean, I think Hannah's, like... a lot smarter than she lets on. And she's especially good at, like, observing people because I feel like her whole life she was, like, observing what she wanted to be like. So she's really good at picking up on things. And so...
maybe she's also tipped off because she's spending a lot of time around a naked man in her house. Yeah. Officer rolled in. Like, what is up with that?
How great so is Laura Lane, though?
Oh, amazing. My God.
Amazing.
She's so good.
So good. How weird would it be, though, if you're, like, mom was carrying on with that and you're just, like... during the day, he interrogates me for possibly murdering my best friend. And then he comes home and has pizza with us. Yeah. Like, brutal.
And not only that, showing up in the morning, too. Like, and he has to be here for breakfast. Really?
Really, Mom?
Yeah.
Come on.
And where's his shirt?
Where's his shirt? It's in the freezer. Because it was too hot. Hey, so tune in for next week's episode called To Kill a Mockingirl on Tuesday, June 22nd at 8 p.m., where new and old relationships are examined as the girls try to pay tribute to Allison's memory.
And Emily kind of gets into a sticky but serious situation that happens in the locker room. And thankfully somebody saves her from that.
Yeah, and you meet Arya's dad's mistress, who has caused so much trouble in her life.
You definitely see Spencer suffering the repercussions of her... fun moment with Ren in her bedroom because Melissa is a vengeful creature of wrath.
And then with Hannah, she's dealing with a situation with Sean, right?
Yeah.
And Detective Wilden. He just does not want to leave
the picture. He doesn't want to leave the Marin family alone. No.
Okay, guys, so that's it for now, but don't forget to tune in on June 22nd at 8 p.m. for our episode 103, To Kill a Mockingirl.